Title: One-Shot Drum Sequencing with Simple Racks Beginner. All right, let's build the engine of a drum and bass track. Fast one-shot drums that hit clean, roll smoothly, and don't turn into a routing nightmare. Today you're going to do this in Ableton Live using a simple drum rack. No complicated break chopping, no giant layered kits. Just a tight, deliberate rack, a classic two-step, a rolling variation, and then we'll stretch it into a DJ-friendly 16-bar phrase with micro variation. Before we touch anything, quick mindset shift. Think kit rolls, not cool samples. Your kick is the low-end anchor. Your main snare is the backbeat identity. Your ghost snare is motion and tension. Closed hat is your timekeeper. Open hat or ride is your excitement switch. Percussion is your personality and syncopation. If every pad has a job, your groove builds itself. If pads are random, you'll end up with a messy loop you can't mix. Step 1. Project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere around 172 to 176 is normal, but 174 is a sweet spot to learn on. Create a new MIDI track. Drop a drum rack onto it. Name the track Drums Main and color it. It sounds minor, but this is how you stay organized once the session grows. Now open the MIDI editor and set your grid to 1/16. That's your home base for DDNB. Triplet grid is a special move for later, like rolls and little stutters, but don't live there yet. Step 2. Build a simple but pro drum rack layout. We're going to map a small set of one-shots in a predictable way so you can program fast. Put these on the pads. T1. Kick. D1. Main snare. E1. Closed hat. F1. Open hat. G1. Ride or crash for energy. A1. Ghost snare, like a lighter snare or rim. B1. Perk, like wood, conga, fully tick, anything with character. C2. Optional top loop layer slot. Think tiny texture, noise hat, or a micro break hit you can sprinkle in. Now do a few key settings per pad so things behave like drum and bass drums, not long messy samples. On the kick pad, open simpler, set it to one shot. Turn warp off. Set voices to 1. That means no overlapping kicks stacking up and burr in your low end. Then add a saturator on the kick chain. Drive around 2 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is a classic more density, same level trick. On the main snare pad, keep voices at 1 as well. Add EQ8, high pass somewhere around 90 to 130 Hz, depending on the snare. You're just clearing a necessary low rumble. If the snare needs body, try a small bump around 180 to 220. If it needs crack, a gentle lift somewhere in the 3 to 6K zone. Teacher note: don't do all boosts at once. Pick one problem, solve it, move on. You can ruin a snare fast by chasing every frequency. On the closed hat, voices 1. Optionally add auto filter in high pass mode around 300 to 800 Hz, gentle slope. The goal is simple: keep hats from having low mid junk that fights the snare and bass. On the open hat, shorten it. In simpler, pull down the decay so it doesn't wash over the bar. In DNB, open hats are usually more like controlled splashes, not long sizzles. Step 3. Choke groups. This is huge for clean DNB top end. In the drum rack, open the chain list, then open the I/O section. Set the closed hat and open hat to the same choke group, like group 1. Now whenever the closed hat hits, it cuts off the open hat. Instantly tighter, instantly more mixable. Step 4. Program the classic DDNB two-step. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on your drum rack track and loop it. Here's the foundation. Kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Then hats to taste. Start with 8th notes if you want it simple, or 16th notes if you want immediate energy. If you think in Ableton's little timing display, you're looking at kick at 1.1.1, snare at 1.2.1 and 1.4.1, closed hat every 8th note, 1.1.1. 1.1.3, 1.2.1, 1.2.3, and so on. Now velocities. This is where beginner loops turn into real loops. Kick, around 115 to 127. Snare, around 110 to 125. Hats, vary them. Aim roughly 45 to 80 to start. And here's the coaching bit. If your hats feel harsh, don't immediately EQ them. Pull their velocities down by 5 to 15 first. Then listen again. Velocity is mix control, especially up top. Also, if your hats feel stiff, do the drummer hands idea. Alternate a stronger hit and a weaker hit, like downstroke upstroke. That single change can make a programmed hat line feel human, even at 174. Step 5. Make it roll using ghosts and syncopation, without breaking the backbeat. We keep the kick and main snare stable, that's your spine. Then we add little muscles around it, on your ghost snare pad. A1, place quiet hits just before the main snares. Two classic placements, 1.1.4, which is the 16th note right before beat 2, and 1.3.4, the 16th right before beat 4. Set those ghost velocities around 20 to 45. Roll to remember, ghosts should be felt more than heard. If you notice them as a second snare, they're too loud. Now add propulsion with a second kick. Try a kick on 1.3.1 for drive, or try 1.3.3 if you want a little off-grid push in the rhythm. If it starts to feel too heavy, lower the second kick velocity a bit, like 90 to 110. Extra tip if you want movement without destroying your subspace, instead of a full extra kick, try a quiet shadow kick at velocity 30 to 60, and then inside that kick pad, high pass it so it becomes more of a click or knock than a sub hit. That gives momentum without stepping on your bass. Step 6. Add groove, but keep it tight. Open the groove pool. Bring in something like MPC 16 Swing 57, or a Logic 16 Swing variation. Apply it to your drum clip. Now, D then B groove settings should be subtle. Timing, 10 to 25%. Velocity, 0 to 15%. Random, 0 to 5%. Here's the warning. Too much swing at 174 can accidentally turn your loop into a sloppy halftime hip-hop feel. We're not trying to wobble the grid. We're trying to stop it sounding like a typewriter. And if you want micro-timing that feels intentional, heap kick and main snare on the grid. Always. If anything moves, it's ghosts and percussion, nudged a few milliseconds late for drag, or a few milliseconds early for push. This audio version is shortened for playback.